it's a different kind of client versus, like, let's say the other lead service that I have, for example. Those I have to chase them. They're usually just so rude. You know, when you call, like, why are you calling me? I don't even think they know what they clicked on, right? The platform clients, they contact me. And it's just a different conversation. It's almost like they know you. Just, it's like, oh, hey, Kim. But from just that one client, like, I have several conversations going right now, but just that one that I closed yesterday, they've already referred the sister, and the husband has referred me his boss for a $500,000 listing.
This is the Platform Marketing Show, where we interview the most creative and ambitious real estate agents in the country, dissect their local marketing strategy, and get the behind-the-scenes scoop on how they're generating listing leads and warm referrals. We'll dive into the specifics of what marketing campaigns are working for them, how much they're spending on those campaigns, and figure out how they have perfected what we call the platform marketing strategy. This is your host, Tim Shermack. I'm the founder and CEO of Platform. I love marketing, and I talk too much. So let's dive in. Hey guys, it's Tim Shermack, and welcome back to another episode of the Platform Marketing Show. I'm here today with Kim Mills, who is a realtor in Henry County, Georgia, kind of near McDonough, Georgia. And Kim has been an agent for 22 years, but prior to joining the Platform program, had never really invested in marketing. She had built up her business the old-fashioned way, which is give really, really good service to your clients, you know, get referrals, and just build your reputation the old-fashioned way, which builds your business. So she already had a successful business before Platform. So this is not one of those stories where, you know, it's like rags to riches. She was really struggling or something, and then she hired Platform. She already had a successful business. She was already doing about $180,000 in GCI in the year before hiring Platform. You know, so that makes her, you know, a top producer really anywhere. Because in your market, Kim, what is the average price point?
About $360,000. So
okay, so to do you know, $180,000 in GCI, you're probably having to sell, I mean, how many homes is that, like?
Somewhere between 27 and 30, just depending.
Yeah, I was going to say about 30 homes. Yeah, so you're already a very successful real estate agent before Platform, right? But this summer, you decided, you know, I think after 22 years, maybe I should try some actual intentional marketing, you know, versus just working my sphere and getting referrals. Because what happened is your daughter joined your team, and then you said your husband joined the business as well. And so now you basically have more agents who want some leads, and you want to grow. And you thought, well, I can't really just divide my sphere into smaller pieces, because that's just, you know, that's not growing the business, right? That's just handing them what you already have. You wanted to start generating new business to help them start building their own book of business. So Kim, how did you first hear about Platform?
So I had actually just signed up for another lead service, I think 2 weeks before I found you guys. Maybe that okay. Made the retargeting ads hit me, right? So I had just signed up with a 12-month contract, and then your ad popped up on Facebook. And I knew instantly I had to do it. I had to make it happen. Even though I had already committed to this 12-month contract with the others, there's no comparison.
Really? That's
absolutely
cool. That's cool. And it probably helps. It probably helps that we don't enforce any sort of contract either. So, you know, it's not like you were locking yourself into 12 months with Platform when you signed up either, because we don't have contracts. And so. So you signed up in June of 2022. So, you know, some people might be listening to this episode a year or two from now, but when it was recorded, you signed up in June of 2022. At the point of this recording, it's actually less than 90 days later. We're recording this about 2 months after your first ad started running. So you're actually not even 90 days in. You're only 2 months in. You're only 60 days in, really, to Platform. Kim, would you mind just sharing really quick? Let's just get right into the specifics here. What has happened so far in your first 60 days?
So I closed my first Platform client yesterday. which, I mean, they were fabulous. It's a different kind of client versus, like, let's say the other lead service that I have, for example. Those, I have to chase them. They're usually just so rude. You know, when you call, like, why are you calling me? I don't even think they know what they clicked on, right? The platform clients, they contact me. And it's just a different conversation. It's almost like they know you. Just, it's like, hey, Kim. But from just that one client, like, I have several conversations going right now, but just that one that I closed yesterday, they've already referred the sister, and the husband has referred me his boss for a $500,000 listing.
Wow. And that all came from a platform campaign.
Yes. A listing tour.
In your first 60 days. So it's not like all these results took 6 months or 9 months or 2 years or something. You had all of that, all of those leads come, referrals, buyers and listings. You even have someone under contract, you know, or closed, excuse me, not under contract, but closed in your first 60 days.
Correct.
That's really
and
cool.
Look, I have to say this too, like I haven't been perfect at it yet, right? Like, I'm still trying to get my bearings with the video and whatnot. So that's, I think I've only done 2 listing tours and 3 retargeting ads. So okay. Like that, so you, again, that has me, like, hyped up, right? Like, I need to get better. Like, this needs to be on my calendar every week.
You've really barely tapped the potential of the power of the platform marketing program, because you've only done a couple ads so far, and yet you've already seen the results. So you're pretty confident that, you know, as you keep doing it, the results are obviously going to snowball and get even better. I mean, that's just so cool. Again, you're only 2 months in and you already have those results. Do you know how much you're spending on the actual ads?
So I just,
like, what is your ads budget every month?
So I just started, like, when I first started, it was 500, like, total. But okay, with my newest listing video, I think Josh put like 200 extra, but my goal is for every listing video from here forward, $500.
Awesome. Awesome. That will blow you up faster than you can even imagine when you commit to investing $500 of ads budget on every listing you get. 'Cause what that usually does is it means your listings get, like, you know, 50,000, 60,000, sometimes even 70,000 video views. And when other homeowners in your community see that, wow, every time I see an ad from Kim Mills pop up, it's got 50,000 views on the video. Like, it just positions you as being such a marketing expert. And who wouldn't want to work with someone like that? Because if they're thinking about selling their house, they think, well, she clearly is really good at marketing. I want to work with someone like her. And then it just results in inbound phone calls, right? Because I think what you said earlier.
Well, I'll tell you the other thing that I've seen a lot too is the fuzzy ROI. Like, okay, for example, a lady that I sold a house to 10 plus years ago, okay, and I have not always been perfect about staying in touch, commenting, sure, on my videos. And I'm like, oh, wow, I haven't talked to her in years. So this was actually my mom's best friend from high school, right? They don't really stay in touch, but they are on my Facebook. They had been interviewing other agents and seen one of my videos and called and said, hey, we seen your video. And we thought, why in the world have we not called her? So that fuzzy ROI, like, I'm really seeing the results from that.
Yeah. And when we talk about fuzzy ROI, because there's probably some people listening to this that are like, fuzzy ROI, what are you talking about? Like, what is that? And it's this phrase we use around platform that simply means, you know, it's business that comes in of people reaching out to you or getting connected with you, but it's not like a lead that came in through a landing page or a lead form on the internet. It's not someone who went to your website and clicked on a form and filled it out, or it's not someone who even clicked on a Facebook ad and then filled out a form and then it's a lead in your CRM, right? So it's not a traditional lead in the sense of someone clicking on an ad, giving you their contact information. It's kind of hard to track the effectiveness or the attribution of the fuzzy ROI, like where did that lead come from? Which video or which ad did they see? Because it's them reaching out to you, like they're messaging you, they're calling you directly. So you don't necessarily know which specific ad influenced them. And that's why we call it fuzzy ROI, right? When you're trying to figure out where do I attribute this lead to, it's kind of fuzzy. It's like the answer is like, I don't know. They probably saw a lot of my different marketing campaigns, and that's why they directly texted me or called me. So I can't track it back to like one specific Facebook ad. But the reason we call it fuzzy ROI is that it is a return on investment, because you weren't necessarily getting these phone calls or messages before platform. And I think if you've been in real estate for 22 years, you kind of know what to expect. Like you knew what your business was already doing. And so you've noticed a shift because you have 22 years of sample size of like, okay, this is what I can expect. And now all of a sudden in like the very first 60 days, I start this platform program, I'm all of a sudden getting random messages, phone calls from people. And I really wasn't before. That's what we call fuzzy ROI. And honestly, I think it's actually better than normal return on investment, like normal leads, because almost precisely because it's hard to measure and it's hard to attribute which ad did that come from or which video did they see or, you know, how do we track that? Because it's hard to track, that's actually a competitive advantage for you, because if you don't even know where all these leads are coming from, your competition will not be able to reverse engineer your marketing plan. Because if you don't even know exactly how it's working and which ads they're seeing is, you know what I'm saying? There's no way your competition will be able to look at what you're doing and then reverse engineer it and copy you. So, and honestly, this goes back philosophically to the way marketing should be. I think marketing should get people to reach out to you, and they should call you. They should email you. They should message you. Not the other way around. We don't want to just generate a bunch of leads and then you have to do all the follow-up with them. I want them to reach out to you when they're ready to go and they're already warmed up by the marketing and they specifically want to work with you, right? They're not just looking for some random agent to open a door for them and, hey, can I see this house? And they don't really want to work with you. They don't care about you specifically, Kim. They just want to meet any agent who knows how to work a lockbox and can open the door for them, like with a Zillow lead, right? This is very different because they're specifically reaching out to you. They want to work with you, not just any agent. And I think that's kind of the whole point of marketing, right? If your marketing isn't doing that, like why are you wasting money on marketing? So that's awesome that you're already seeing that happen. You're already seeing that happen just in the first 60 days. So your ads budget started at just $500 a month, but already you're increasing it. So it's probably going to be closer to about $1,000 a month, your advertising budget, in the future. What have been maybe your favorite one or two ads that you've done so far? Again, I know you're only 60 days into platform, so it's not like you've done dozens and dozens of different ads, but what have been maybe your one or two favorite that you've done so far?
So my favorite is probably the newest listing video with the pool jump. Like that one has definitely had the most engagement. I think
so.
It's
walk us through what that video is and what you did to make it creative and interesting.
So that actually was not even my listing. It's just a listing in our area that was so phenomenal. Like I had to shoot this house. Not only does it have a pool, it has a 3-story tree house, right? So where you just don't see that every day.
Oh, wow.
My favorite, I think about that is just,
wait. So you said 3-story tree house.
Yes. A 3-story tree house.
That's awesome. I think I want to buy that from you. That's awesome.
You can imagine, like, my messenger has blown up with that one.
That was always my dream as a kid, is I wanted like a tree fort. Like I wanted a legit tree house you had to climb up into, you know, with walls and a roof and windows and everything. Like I thought that would be the coolest thing. So I'm already scheming, if we ever buy land in the future, to have like a second home, like a vacation home. I want to buy land somewhere that has the type of, you know, solid trunk trees that you could build a treehouse in, because even as an adult, I still want that treehouse. That's one of my like life bucket goals, is I want a cool treehouse. So that's super cool.
You have to watch the video to see that one. It's like a treehouse off of Treehouse Masters. Like, yeah, incredible. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'll kind of change to this real quick and tell you this too. Another reason why I decided to join Platform is because I have been in this business 22 years. And, you know, we all hear, oh, the shift, things are changing. While it is, yes, a little bit, to me, it's just going back to normal, right? Like you can't just pop a sign in a lockbox, throw it on MLS and have 85 offers the next day. That's changing.
For like $50,000 over list price.
Yeah. So I feel like
no contingencies, no inspections. Yeah.
If you plunge in right now, instead of like taking a step back, like so many, you're like, oh, watch your money, stop spending money. Now is the time to spend money on the right things. If you do that, you're going to come out on the other end like a rock star.
Yeah. Right? I mean, all that's really happening right now. And again, we're recording this in summer of 2022. Again, someone's maybe listening to this a year from now, but we're recording this in summer of 2022. And we're going through this shift right now in the real estate market where for the last couple of years, it's been an absolutely just crazy seller's market. Low inventory, like you said, 50 offers over, you know, over list price, no contingencies, no inspections, leasebacks, just absolute nuts, right? And now people are like, oh, it's shifting, you know, it's shifting. It's like, well, sort of. It's just becoming a little bit more balanced. It's honestly still a seller's market, right? Homes are typically still selling in less than a month. So that, by any reasonable definition, is still a seller's market, right? It's just a slightly, moderately less insane seller's market where buyers might be able to actually negotiate a little bit, but it doesn't mean we're shifting into like a down market or a buyer's market or something like that. You know, it's still a really healthy market. So I think, Kim, you're 100% correct. If people are freaking out about this and thinking, oh, I got to stop spending money on marketing, or I need to pull back, or I need to start playing defense and start playing offense, it's like, no, this is actually the best time to invest, because finally, with a little bit more balance in the market, your marketing is actually much more effective. Because now if you get some leads who want to buy a house, they're a lot more willing to go out and make a serious offer and look at homes. Because for the last year, it was almost depressing working with buyers, because it's like, well, we'll give it our best shot. But, you know, like it was almost annoying to have anything but a listing lead because working with a buyer was just such a time suck, right? But now it's still a seller's market, but it's starting to become a little bit more balanced. Now, all of your leads can be good leads, as long as they're qualified, obviously, whether they're a buyer or a seller. So I think that's absolutely a good thing for agents. It's not a bad thing. Like, you should be excited about this, right? I'm excited as the CEO Platform. You know, I think it's going to be a really, really good thing for all of our clients. So I couldn't agree more.
Well, with the sellers as well, you know, they've heard, well, my friend sold their house and they sold it in 2 days with 80 offers. So when they're listed and that doesn't happen, they're ready to jump ship, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all looking for other agents. And guess what they're doing? They're shopping, like, who is actually marketing?
And they're
seeing
your videos.
And even though it's not even really their agent, right? It's just, we're back to normal where it may take 30 plus days depending on price range. But they're getting a little more savvy with who is marketing.
Yeah, and they want to know that the agent they're working with is actually doing something to market the house beyond just uploading it to the MLS with some pictures, right? And you can actually prove now, hey, here's something that's meaningfully different that I'm actually doing that other agents aren't doing. That is one of the most powerful hidden benefits of Platform that I think a lot of agents don't realize until they actually join the Platform program. Is, you know, because typically when they first sign up, they're thinking, oh, cool, it's a lead generation program and you help me run my Facebook ads. And that's kind of how they think of it, right? But when they join, they realize that, like, hey, if Platform's going to also edit all of your videos for you and give you advice on even what videos to film and how to make your listing videos more creative, if that means that you start developing a reputation in your community as being like the expert listing marketer, that, hey, if you list your home with Kim, she does way more creative marketing to promote your house than any other agent's going to do. That's actually a huge hidden benefit of Platform, because that's something that's on top of all the other leads and ads that we're running for you, is this focus on creative listing videos. Because again, it doesn't take, you know, any more than a couple videos where you have 40,000, 50,000, 60,000 video views for you to really start developing that reputation in your town or in your county that like, wow, this realtor is clearly doing something different, you know? And when you go on a listing appointment, it's the ultimate psychological advantage because now you're no longer just fumbling over your words of like, well, here's everything I do and I'm, you know, better than other agents for this or that reason and my brokerage does this or that. And like every agent has a pretty generic and predictable listing presentation because they all more or less say the same thing. Oh, we're going to take professional photos and we'll have it syndicated across all these hundreds of websites and the MLS and we'll do open houses if you want and blah, 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 blah. They all say the same thing. Now with Platform, you actually have kind of like that secret weapon on listing appointments because you can actually say something that you're doing that's tangible and different from all the other agents. Like, hey, here's one thing I do that I can promise you. No other agent you talk to is going to do this. And you can actually look someone in the eye and guarantee them, not just say, hey, it's highly likely, but no. I guarantee you I will get your home more exposure than any other agent you will talk to because of my social media marketing. And then you pull out your laptop and you show them recent examples of the promotions you've done for the, you know, previous Platform ad campaigns. And they're like, oh, wow. Okay. And then they want to work with you because again, you're actually giving them something specific. You're not just talking about in theory, what I'll do. You're showing them this is specifically what I do differently that no other agents do. So I think that's actually just one of the most hidden benefits of Platform that once people realize they have this secret weapon on listing appointments, you just become a lot more confident overall on listing appointments because now you actually have something different to say that you know other agents aren't saying.
The other thing I love too is even though, yes, you're advertising yourself, it's so, what is the word I'm looking for? Not discreet, but you know what I'm saying. You're mixed in there, but the focus is all on them and that home that right. They don't even right. realize that it's an ad for you. Like, I
yeah,
love
yeah.
that.
So you're, this is really important. This is something that we try to make, we try to make it very clear when you're filming listing videos, don't just get a bunch of drone footage or just different panning shots of the house. We want you in the video. Like you as the agent should be walking through the house, giving the tour. Your body is actually in the frame. Like you're in the video, right? You're not just narrating it, but you're actually in the video. That's so important because if we're going to spend hundreds of dollars on an ad campaign promoting this video to the community, I don't want to waste it just promoting the house. Because let's be honest, the house is going to sell if it's priced correctly. The video isn't necessarily what sells the house. If it's priced correctly and you have nice photos and like it'll sell. The real reason you do these videos is that if you're hosting the video and you're on camera kind of doing the showing, people, if they watch, let's say 30 seconds of the video, they're getting 30 seconds of Kim. And they don't realize it because it doesn't look like an advertisement for you because really they're watching because of the house. But they remember you, right? And if you filmed other types of videos, they probably wouldn't watch 30 seconds of Kim because they're like, why would I watch 30 seconds of an ad for a realtor, right? But almost like subliminally, subconsciously, if they're watching the video, they're getting a healthy dosage of Kim and they remember that, right? And that's why your business is growing. That's why you're getting this fuzzy ROI of people reaching out to you and even referring their friends to you and you're getting listings because of these ads because you're actually in the videos, right? They're not just pretty slideshow pictures of the home set to music, right? Like you are actually in the video. So people see you, they hear your voice, they know what you look like. They feel kind of at some like gut level that they're getting to know you by watching this video in a way that you just can't if you're not in the video. So that's a super important part of the Platform strategy. Is that you have to be in the videos. Subtle, there you go, yep. Subtle is actually one of those weird words. I'll just go on a random rant here, like, why is there a B in the word subtle? Like, who decided that? Like, it just makes no sense for you to have a silent B. Is there any other word in the English language that has a silent B? Like, just imagine being someone trying to learn English as a second language and you're describing like, well, yeah, there's this word subtle and the B is subtly silent. You know, it doesn't make any sense, whatever. So, yeah, that's a huge part, of the Platform strategy is filming these videos. Kim, do you know, how many total leads you've generated with platform in your first couple months? Like, do you know that? How many leads are in your platform CRM? Really? Jeez. So in your first 2 months, 800? And by the way, I'm not like faking sounding excited here. I actually asked you and I had no idea. So I was hoping it was a good, healthy number because we're recording this podcast live, but I did not realize you had eight. I mean, most of our clients probably average more like 200 leads a month. And so I was expecting you to say, oh, I don't know, 300, 400 leads, but eight. So you've only been a platform for 2 months. So that means you've been averaging 100 leads a week.
It's at most days, it's about 20 leads a day. Like during weekdays, it's insane.
So obviously that's enough to keep your daughter and your husband busy with following up with all these leads. So you're helping build a pipeline for them.
So, you know, actually what, like, you know, your emails, the ones that you guys generate, we let those go out and we only start conversating if they start conversating, right?
Yep. Like, yep, totally. Yep.
At least for now, like, it's such a different concept than we've ever heard or been taught, but we just leave them alone. Like something you said was, if you go into a bar, right, you're looking for a spouse and you start walking up to folks, hey, I'm Kim, do you want to get married? You're crazy. And I had never looked at it that way before. And you're just like, these folks are so used to getting pounded by people. We really just leave them alone. And then eventually they start talking back.
Yeah. And, you know, that becomes even more important the more money a person has. So maybe it's like politically incorrect to say this, right? But like the type of people who eagerly respond to a lot of these auto messages are very often the people that have like a $100,000 budget, right? Like, it's more likely that, let's say, if someone has a $450,000 or $550,000 or a $700,000 budget to buy a house, that person's doing pretty well in life, right? If you can afford a $500,000 house or a $700,000 house, that's usually just demographically not the type of person who clicks on a random Facebook ad and immediately starts, you know, they hand out their name and email without even thinking about it. Yeah, sure, here's my contact information. And then you auto email them and they just happily respond. Usually those people are way too busy to respond to marketing emails like that. So there's almost an inverse correlation between how eager many of the leads respond and like how good of a lead are they from like a price point perspective. So it's, I mean, like if you think about it, it's just more likely that if you eventually get a $700,000 or $800,000 listing, it's going to come from fuzzy ROI. It's not going to come from one of these lead follow-ups, right? Because usually that person clicks on your ad, they're very casual about it. They're just very informally doing their due diligence. They're maybe thinking about selling their home at, you know, some point in the next year. They click on your ad. They're not going to start emailing you immediately, you know, and schedule an appointment with you if they're still 6, 7, 8, 9 months out, right? But what happens is that person clicks on your ads and then they keep seeing all of your other retargeting ads, because obviously a platform sets the retargeting to last for 180 days, so 6 months. So, I mean, if you look at a calendar, 6 months from now is the end of February. So if someone were to click on one of your ads today, Kim, they would keep seeing your posts pop up on social media from now until the end of February. So it becomes impossible to forget about you. Like, they're not just seeing you once a month or something. They're seeing you constantly in all sorts of different posts too. We're not just showing the same banner ad over and over and over again. It's all sorts of different retargeting ads and videos sprinkled in as well. So they're constantly seeing you. Eventually, at some point in those 6 months, they're going to be like, wow, like, this Kim lady is really good at marketing. I see her constantly pop up all the time. If she's this good at marketing herself, because I'm seeing her all the time, she's probably also really good at marketing and selling homes, right? And they can kind of make that logical connection that if you're that talented at promoting yourself and marketing yourself, you're probably a really good real estate agent to work with as well, because clearly you deeply understand sales and marketing. Right. So that's what gets those people to eventually reach out to you, and they call you, they text you, right? They email you, like, they initiate the conversation. That's what we call fuzzy ROI. Because at that point, if it's 3 or 4 months later, We honestly have no idea what was the initial ad they clicked on or what was the ad that was most persuasive to them. Who knows? They probably have seen dozens of different ads from you in that time, right? But the real answer is it doesn't matter. Like, who cares what was the first ad they clicked on? Because we know that the marketing at like a holistic level is working because it's getting people to reach out to you. So that's what I think is so cool about the way we have the platform strategy set up, is that you're capturing hopefully some low-hanging fruit in the short term, but what we're really optimizing for is that long-term brand in your community where you're getting people to reach out to you, not the other way around. Like, they're calling you, right? And so again, it's crazy. You're 8 weeks in. What are some of the ads maybe that you've seen other platformers do that you're excited to do, but that you haven't done yet?
God Made a Small Business Owner.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's one of my all-time favorite platform ad campaigns that we've ever written. So yes, everyone who does that video basically goes viral for them. So that's, yeah, you should definitely do that one. I mean, that ad kicks butt.
Especially the closer we get to Christmas, right? Like, supporting that small business. I'm all
about
that.
Yeah, so what that video is, for those listening, is it's essentially a tribute video to local small business owners. And we wrote this script called So God Made a Small Business Owner. And it's a riff off of an old Paul Harvey speech, I think from the 1980s. And we kind of rewrote it to be about small business owners, you know, so it's like, and on the fourth day, God made, and on the fifth day, God made. Well, we changed it. So it's like, and on the eighth day, God made a small business owner, because God needed someone to stock the shelves. God needed someone to show up early, stay late, and make sure that customers got what they needed when they needed it at a fair price. You know, and we wrote this, honestly, it's a really emotionally moving script, and we pair it with some kind of cool music. So it's a really like emotionally powerful video. And it's just a tribute video to small business owners in your community. So in no way is it an ad for Kim Mills. You know, it's not bragging about you at all. Like, it's all about just you honoring the small business owners in your community. And then we tag them in the video. And what often happens is they end up sharing it because they think it's so cool that they were featured in your small business tribute video. And the whole community kind of rallies around it, because it's really just, like I said, it's a tribute video for all the locally owned small businesses in your area. And we feature them in the video. So the video is almost like a video edited collage of photos and video clips of local small business owners in your area. So again, it's not about Kim at all. You just happen to be the one off camera. You're the one narrating the video script. So they're hearing your voice, but they're not even seeing you in the video, because it's all about the small business owners in your community. But again, over time, if you develop and you cultivate that reputation as, hey, I'm more than just a real estate agent. I'm a champion of this community. Like, I'm an advocate of the community, and I just happen to sell houses here, right? People want to work with an agent like that. They want to work with someone that, yeah, she's way more than just a random real estate agent who knows how to operate a lockbox, right? She's really deeply rooted in this community, and she's like an advocate of the community. And yeah, Kim just happens to be a real estate agent. So, I mean, you would totally want to work with someone like that if you were thinking about selling your house, right? Or buying a house. So I think that's one of the ultimate examples of this long-term marketing strategy, is just, you know, in like reinvesting into your community and honoring small businesses in your area. And that'll find its way back to you in the form of, you know, gratitude of people wanting to work with you. And it's just a cool way to do business. Like, I mean, how much more cool is that than spending a bunch of money on Zillow leads and sending your money to some billion-dollar company thousands of miles away that has no interest in your local community, right? That's a way cooler thing to do than blowing a bunch of money buying leads from Realtor.com or Zillow. So, yeah, that's probably my all-time favorite ad campaign platform has ever done. And every time one of our clients produces this video, keep in mind, we do all the video editing for them. We launch the ad, right? Every time someone does it, it just gets tens of thousands of views. I mean, we've had some people get over 100,000 views on that video, and they're in towns that only have 30,000 people. So that means like the average person in their town literally watched it multiple times. Like, that's how much reach this video gets. So it's just one of my all-time favorite campaigns because of the brand it helps you build in your area.
Now, so, we've done this one already, too, and this is a great one to get started, Ducks in a Row.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So
that one was really good for us.
What is that video for those who have no idea what you're talking about? Like, Ducks in a Row, what's that?
So for us, like that one, like the listing video so far, it's been just me. But with Ducks in a Row, like we featured myself, my husband, and my daughter.
Okay.
And with that one, we're just telling folks, hey, everybody thinks you have to have all your ducks in a row before calling us, but that's not true. We help with that. And then we just spell out like wondering what your house is worth. And then you throw the duck. I love the sound effect when you catch the duck, right?
Yep.
So we're
and
just saying.
And that's something that we edit in afterward in platforms editing the video is like, you'll hear ducks quacking in the video, but it's us obviously editing in that because you're using like rubber ducks in the video. So it's just like a stupid kind of cute video about you saying, hey, I will help you get your ducks in a row. And you're kind of juggling, throwing these rubber ducks back and forth to symbolize, I'll help you with this duck and I'll help you with this duck. And Platform is editing the quacks into the video. So it's just a really, like I said, it's kind of stupid, but it's a really fun, cute way to illustrate this point that I will help you get your ducks in a row. And so I think what this video does at a psychological level, because we're running this as a retargeting ad, right? What it does at a psychological level is it shows people that, hey, I'm genuinely interested in helping you and I know how to have fun. Like I don't take myself too seriously, right? Like I'm willing to do kind of a fun video like this. I'm not always so serious all the time as a real estate agent and I'm the one wearing a, you know, a suit 24/7 and, you know, like you're willing to kind of laugh at yourself, have fun and kind of just be a cool person, right? And I think that draws people to you. Like they want to work with someone like that.
So I will say being new, especially that first video, you're so nervous, right? And you're overthinking. I mean, I've learned it pretty quick so far. Just have fun. Be yourself and have fun. And, you know, I was so worried about what equipment do I need? And do I need a videographer? Absolutely
not.
Yeah,
like do I have to hire a professional video? Yeah.
No. Like everything we've done so far has been with our phone. I do not use a mic. I put my AirPods in if we're outside. So now we do have a gimbal that helps with like stabilizing, but that's it.
Yeah, you're just you're filming all this on literally your cell phone is what you're using to film the footage. Yeah, so I actually just looked this up right now as we're talking, and your Ducks in a Row video was launched only a month ago and already has 10,000 video views. You have like 100 people, Kim, who have like liked the post. You have almost 20 comments on the post, and I think what's most interesting is you actually have 57 people who have shared the post. So 57 people shared it with all their friends because they just thought it was interesting. And that's resulted in 10,000 video views on this video that you launched only a month ago. And it's just a silly video, right? That's probably the right word. It's silly, right? But the point is it proves that you're willing to have fun. You don't take yourself too seriously. And you earnestly want to just help people and help them get their ducks in a row. So 10,000 video views on that again in your first month. That's pretty cool.
So the treehouse video, something I found interesting with that. Now I have before Platform, like I had a business Facebook page, but sure. It was probably, even a year, say even before I would even update on it. Right. Like I've always operated just off my personal.
Yeah,
I think only like 500-600 followers. Okay, so nothing huge. So we do the treehouse video and I'm on the phone with my account rep, Josh, and we were at like 6,800 views. Well, Josh looks online and he said, this can't be right. He said, your credit card, like I had trouble with my bank. I have a crazy little local community bank and they will put fraud alerts constantly and cut me down, right? So they had a fraud alert on my card. He's like, this cannot be right. So he's calling Andrew. That video hit 6,800 views without even running an ad. But it's because of the traffic from Platform that has been drawing to my page. that it just hit that organically. I'm like,
yes,
wow.
You had almost 7,000 views using the platform strategy without having to spend a single dollar on
that. Not a single dollar. So once we turn it on, I think now we're almost, 27,000, something like that.
Yeah, that's a concept that we actually just discussed the other day. I just recorded another podcast with Bill Catlett, who's a platform realtor in Lincoln, Nebraska. And we talked about this concept of if you inject a little bit of creativity into your videos, what he often sees is it improves the ad performance by 10 times. So like if his video is just like exceptionally creative, he'll get 10 times the video views, 10 times the clicks than an ad that's, you know, or a video that's not super creative. So it's the equivalent of increasing your ads budget by 10 times, right? Like it, like in other words, you'll get the same results spending $1,000 on boring, you know, boring Facebook ads than you would spending $100 on a video or an ad that's just really interesting and creative. Like the creativity will actually give it a 10 times boost in the performance, and you'll get the same amount of reach and engagement as you would if you spent $1,000 on something boring. So there's basically like there's a force multiplier, you know, leverage effect there when you have something interesting to talk about and you do it in a creative way. It's like, you know, pouring gasoline on that fire. So, Kim, this has been an awesome conversation. I want to thank you for your time. Are there any final thoughts that you might share with maybe someone who just joined the platform marketing program? Let's say they're in their first week and they just signed up, their ads are just starting to go out. If you could go back in time, because this is still in recent memory, right? Like you only signed up 2 months ago, so you still remember what that felt like. What would you tell someone to do in their first, you know, in their first week or two? What would your advice be to them as someone who recently was there?
I'll just say, you know, don't overthink it. Don't be nervous about getting out there doing the videos. Like what I did a lot was like Kim Ross is local to me. I went and had lunch with her. Surely there's somebody local near them and just kind of pointers.
Yeah. And Kim's amazing. I'm glad you guys met up. That's super
I
cool.
Love her. Like she's been a great help to me, but I mean, even if they're not local, hey, call me, right? The Platt fam, like I love that y'all call it that. And it really is like that. Everybody's willing to help everybody, but just don't overthink it. Don't watch your videos 800 times critiquing. You'll just keep changing. Just do it and get it out there.
Cool. Kim, will I see you at this year's mastermind?
Maybe December 1st is my birthday. I'm still thinking. We'll see.
Oh, you totally should go. I promise you, if you go, you'll feel like it was the best decision you ever made. Here's what I will say this publicly on the podcast, because thousands of people are probably going to hear this. If you go to the Platform Mastermind, Kim, and you don't think it was an amazing decision to go and be there, I will personally refund any money that you spent on airfare and hotels. I will publicly say that on this podcast. That's how confident I am that anyone in the Platt fam should attend the Mastermind, because we don't charge anything for it, right? There's no ticket you have to buy. All you have to do is get here. So you should totally join us, because all these people in the Platt fam, right? Like all these, you know, I think it's about 215 people now. That we have in the group, you're starting to get to know some of them, you know, because of the Facebook group, or, you know, in that case, you met Kim Ross in person because she lived, you know, somewhat nearby. Imagine getting to meet all these people in real life because they're all there at the same time. And you go out to dinner together, have breakfast together, have lunch together, do drinks at night, go to the beach at, you know, we usually watch the sunset in the evenings because the hotel that we're all staying at this year is literally right on the beach. So, you should totally go. We'll even throw you a birthday party on December 1st.
All right. You convinced me. I'll be there.
Awesome. Well, I will see you there. Thank you for your time. Kim, I think this has been a really interesting and hopefully inspiring episode for people listening of like, this is what is possible if you take action right away when you sign up for platform. Because again, Kim is only in her first 2 months. We're not recording this 2 years or a year into platform. She's only been in the platform program for 60 days. So Kim, keep kicking butt. I can't wait to see what the next year holds for you, because you're just starting to build your retargeting list, right? You've basically just started rolling that snowball and you're already seeing results just 2 months in. So imagine where you'll be 6 months from now, right? With all those leads. Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited for you. So I will see you at the Platform Mastermind. Thanks for your time. And guys, we'll see you on the next episode of the Platform Marketing Show.